We are underway for the new legislative session for 2015, and the President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate spelled out his agenda on opening day this week.
Hey, he did, Dean, and good morning and happy new year. It's good to see you again, and I guess it's good to be back in legislative session. I guess the people need to be on their guard, though, as always, and need to be watching what we're doing. Senator Dempsey talked about three things yesterday that were his agenda. The two that seemed to have the most passion were education issues, transfer students in the St. Louis area, as well as education reforms that we passed through the Senate and the House last year, but were unsuccessful in overriding the governor's veto of those. And I know Senator Dempsey has worked hard to try to continue the momentum that we did build and work with the governor and find out what it will take either to win a governor's signature on legislation or to win the support in both bodies of the legislature to override another veto, if that's where it ended up. He also voiced support for the ag bill that likewise was vetoed last year, and I'm sure there'll be some passionate work on that bill as well. Overall, I think it was a good day yesterday. We did have a little bit of a disruption early. We had some demonstrators over the Ferguson issue, and Senator Dempsey had talked later in his remarks regarding some possible court reforms that might be addressed there. I know that was some of the background that kind of quickened the community there towards maybe some less than civil actions might actually have some roots in some of the municipal court issues of St. Louis that's unique to St. Louis, frankly. And I'm sure there'll be some attempts to address that in the legislative session over the next few months. It was great yesterday evening to see constituents from all five of my counties here that dropped by the office and had a chance to visit with them and hear any concerns that they might have. Last night really wasn't a time for voicing concerns as much as just for reigniting relationships. It was a good evening, a good day overall, and I think we are looking forward to a productive session. I think we will seriously address education concerns and needs again. I'm confident that the ag bill will come back in whatever form it takes this year, and we'll see some progress there as well.
And there was one aspect of that agriculture bill last year that's not in. It's a standalone bill now, but the rest of the items from last year, with some tweaks, are back in what's now Senate Bill 12, which presumably, anyway, would have pretty good shot at passage and probably a signature from the executive branch.
Yes, I think if that bill passes in its current form, there will probably be no problem with the executive branch. I personally have a bit of a problem with tax credits generally, and there is a tax credit involved in that ag bill that I struggled with last year, frankly. So I haven't completely decided yet exactly where I'll be on supporting that with the tax credit in it, but I know there are a lot of good things in the ag bill, and sometimes legislatively, you've been around here long enough to know that we don't always get exactly what we want. So we'll see how it progresses. I think you're right. As long as the deer issue is not a part of the bill, then the governor may actually sign it.
Talk about tax credits. Those are two words that have been said along right before the word reform for at least the last 7 or 8 sessions. Are we really closer to tax credit reform, or is that just one of those things that there's so many entities or issues involved in it that we may actually never see any real reform to it?
I think we will see reform in tax credits. I'm on one side of that issue, and I have friends and colleagues on the other side of the issue, but I have conversations with them that are not just butting heads. They are concerns about how we do tax credit reforms, and I think there are concerns that can be addressed by continuing to talk about this issue and what we really can do. The big problem I have with a lot of the so-called reforms is that we'll speak of reforms, but we add new tax credits along with them. One of the lines that I have a tendency to draw pretty hard is new tax credits. I just think that's a mistake for us to add new tax credits in the name of reform. But if we can come up with those reforms that make a lot of sense to both sides of this argument, then I think we can start moving in that direction. One of the things that I've worked on for years, and it doesn't seem to be a whole lot closer now, but we continue to work toward it, is getting rid of the income tax in Missouri, which then solves the tax credit problem, because the tax credits only exist where there's income tax to give credits against. And if we could eliminate the income tax and move to a consumption tax, there's a lot of historical data, a lot of anecdotal information, and some statistical information that supports that that would be a boom for the economy and would solve a lot of the complex issues that come along with the tax code that we currently carry in the name of the income tax.